Hello out there to all you people on the go and multitaskers everywhere. This is Homeschool Mom Movie Maven, and this review is on Jumanji, The Next Level. It's clever and loads of fun, and it's the latest installment in the Jumanji franchise. Who should go? Mid-teens and up because of unnecessary profanity, including blasphemy, as well as some extreme cartoon gory violence. Paraphrasing Benjamin Franklin the way my high school teacher did with any recalcitrant students, experience is a hard teacher, but some will have no other. This seems to be a thematic motto of the Jumanji franchise, and in that group I would include Zarathustra. Like a harsh fairy godmother teaching in the Wizard of Oz School of Learning Things, the Jumanji game seeks out unsatisfied people to grant their wishes, but makes them earn it. The general studies program at the Jumanji School of Insanely Hard Knocks focuses on maturity, altruism, loyalty, and the priorities of friendship and family, which can overcome any obstacles no matter how off the wall, from eagle-sized mosquitoes to malicious bands of monkeys, carnivorous hippopotami, and lethal, semi-sentient poisonous vines. Bonding comes from teamwork, accepting others' weaknesses, and making the best use of your own strengths to help those you love. Excellent lessons to learn, and as Mary Poppins might have said, it helps that the sugar to make the medicine go down is wildly funny scenarios, and great actors who are very good sports and don't mind taking pokes at their own famous reputations. The original Jumanji and its two sequels excel beautifully in all of the above points. Zarathustra, the stepchild of the group, as it uses a similar scenario and themes but is not strictly part of the Jumanji franchise, follows in those footsteps as well. For those not up to date, Jumanji is a wild game of crazy challenges. Stampedes, instant localized monsoons which fall only where you are, monster crocodiles, a homicidal big game hunter of people, malevolent monkeys, and places you in the game. Not virtually, but in the real world. In the original Jumanji, the creatures came into our reality. In the subsequent Jumanji, Welcome to the Jungle, the players are pulled into the game and manifest as avatars. Spencer, a slightly bookish boy with no appreciable upper body strength, becomes Dwayne Johnson. Bethany, a narcissistic valley girl, becomes Jack Black. Martha, a girl with no inherent athletic abilities, becomes Karen Gillian, with preternaturally gymnastic fighting skills. And Fridge, an egotistical football player, becomes the much shorter and weaker Kevin Hart. This latest Jumanji, Jumanji The Next Level, mixes it up, starting only a few years after the first reboot. All the original team, Fridge, Bethany, and Martha, have gone to college, done well, and look forward to a reunion, while Spencer is in a funk and finds himself longing for the days when he was the size of Dwayne Johnson with extraordinary powers of strength and speed. The temptation gets too much, and without consulting his worried friends, he goes back into the game alone. I don't want to tell you much more and spoil things, so I will shy away from specifics, but I will say Next Level has all the humor and inventive scenarios of the original, keeps to the same themes, brings back all the familiar faces, but does not just rehash the old. There are lively and justifiable for that universe variations, which make Next Level as new and intriguing as the very first 1995 incarnation with Robin Williams. The acting is good and lots of fun. I mean, these are not Shakespearean, but they're very good at their jobs. Not an enormous amount of subtlety, but each of the actors do a wonderful job performing multiple characters outside of what you might think is their comfort zone. Returning are Dwayne Johnson, burly muscle in WWE and the likes of Scorpion King, G.I. Joe, and Fast and Furious franchise. Truly shines in comedies like Get Smart, The Other Guys, The Tooth Fairy, and here in Next Level, where he shamelessly and hilariously makes fun of himself as Dr. Bravehouse and Eddie and Spencer. I was genuinely impressed at the enthusiasm with which he launched into characters way outside of his usual fare. Karen Gillan returns as Martha Ruby Roundhouse, as well as Fridge. You'll see when you see the movie how that works. She was most notably known before this as Matt Smith's Doctor Who companion, Amy Pond, and here does a marvelous job with not only multiple personalities, but an authentic American accent. Kevin Hart, from The Upside, for which I have a review on my blog, is delicious as Fridge and Milo. Jack Black is delightful as Bethany and Fridge. In addition, there are some wonderful small role cameos by short, growly-voiced, iconic comedian Danny DeVito, who is from the TV classic series Taxi, in the movies Throw Mama from the Train, Romancing the Stone, and Twins, plays Eddie. Danny Glover, from Lethal Weapon franchise, is Milo. The original Jumanji veteran Bebe Neuwirth is Eddie's friend Nora. Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle reprise Nick Jonas, memorably from Midway, for which I have another review in my blog, is Alex. And Awkwafina from Crazy Rich Asians, for which I also have a review, is Spencer and Eddie. Again, go to the movie to see what this means. Portraying the young veterans' versions of the real people are Morgan Turner as Martha, Madison Eisman as Bethany, Sir Darius Blaine as Fridge, and Alex Wolfe as Spencer. Colin Hanks, Tom Hanks' oldest son, has a small cameo as the grown-up Alex. The soundtrack by Henry Jackman channels Lawrence of Arabia and Star Wars in very clever and appropriate moments, as if unable to resist the retro and multi-personality motifs that the actors get to play. Jake Kasdan, who is the writer and director of Jumanji Welcome to the Jungle, as well as this one, who is of significant lineage, son of the famous writer-director Lawrence Kasdan, who brought us both Indiana Jones, many of the Star Wars reboots, and The Big Chill, with cinematographer Gula Pados, and the other writers, Jeff Pinkner and Scout Rosenberg, all combined to do a terrific job creating multiple extreme scenarios. I was especially impressed with the realism in a ridiculously harrowing one with, well, let's just say geometry was important. I would love to recommend this for all ages, and while there is no sexuality, the writers unwisely decided to enhance a couple of the characters' personalities with a smattering of profane and even blasphemous language. Danny DeVito, Kevin Hart, Jack Black. Therefore, I would recommend only to mid-teens and up, and then only those who will have the sense not to parrot repeat things they should not. That is a shame, because it is the only limiting proviso to this otherwise charming film. To which I finally say, Jumanji! And remember, if you're listening in your car or on an iPhone, you can get the full original review, including pictures and links, at www.homeschoolmommoviemaven, that's Maven spelled MAVIN.com. And take it from a homeschool mom, education doesn't always have to come from a book. Sometimes it can come from a movie which demonstrates with humor and actors with the humility to make fun of themselves how important it is to use your strengths and admit your weaknesses to help the ones who mean the most to you.